Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. I was a little bit lost yesterday when my TV set wasn't beaming out a National Football League game or a myriad of experts with analysis on player performance and upcoming games. Then it struck me, there are no upcoming games in the NFL, not until Thursday, September 8th, when the Super Bowl champion LA Rams will host somebody in the season opener for next year. The Rams won the Super Bowl last week, getting by the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 in a very good game, scoring the win on a late touchdown from game MVP Cooper Kupp. The MVP trophy and the Super Bowl itself had barely been presented, though, when the oddsmakers came out with their projections for next year. The early favorites are from the AFC, where both the Kansas City Chiefs and Buffalo Bills were listed at plus 750. That means if you bet $100 on the Chiefs or the Bills and they happen to win the Super Bowl next February, you'll win $750. The Rams, for their part, as defending champions, are number three on the betting board. They're listed at plus 1,000. Of course, with a gambling-oriented sport like the National Football League, why not take a real swing for the fences, to take a baseball term? The Detroit Lions, the New York Jets, and the Houston Texans are extreme long shots. They're at plus 15,000. A bet of $100 on any of those three teams would equal a payoff of 15 grand if, and it's unlikely, but if they won the Super Bowl. Again, next season in the National Football League begins on Thursday, September the 8th in Los Angeles, with the Super Bowl set for Sunday, February 12th, 2023 at Glendale State Farm Stadium in Arizona. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.